All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Washington coach Chris Peterson. The Huskies are on the road at Utah this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Kyle Kingsing at Lund Sports.
Coach, in evaluating Utah and having played them so close the last couple of seasons, do you notice any sort of similarities in the way that they play, maybe comparable to your own program?
I think everybody has their unique style. I don't necessarily know, how much we're alike, scheme. I mean, certainly there are some schemes that, carry over from team to team. But, I just think they play hard. And they play good defense in general, really good defense, and they can be explosive on offense. And, it doesn't matter what time of season it is, early, late, whatever, you're going to be in for a tough, tough game with those guys.
And when you go on the road for that one early in the season, is it any sort of advantage to have played what was essentially a hostile road game already in week one?
Well, it's probably better that we were in, a loud environment and, a real physical opponent. The styles are completely different. But all that thing certainly won't hurt us for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, Kyle.
And your next question comes from the line of Kirk Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Along those same lines, Chris, how would you describe the atmosphere for a visiting team at Rice-Eccles Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's as good as anywhere we've been. It's how college football should be. It'll be a packed house, and those night games are always, anytime you're on the road in a night game and they're going to pack a stadium is always, always a really energized environment.
To follow up on that, is having to wait till an 8 o'clock kickoff, is that a difficult thing for a road team or?
I think it's difficult for both sides. I mean, we're kind of both doing the same stuff, just waiting around all day. Now, the difference for the road team is we'll get home at, 4 in the morning and got to play again, next week. And, it's hard on these kids and their sleep and all that kind of stuff. So that's probably the biggest difference. I think, like I said, for the game itself, both teams are doing the same thing, just waiting all day. It's when it kind of catches up to you then. The next week.
Thank you.
All right, Kurt.
And your next question comes from the line of Holly Joyce, KSL.com.
Hi, Coach. Can you just kind of talk about what you are expecting from Utah as you're preparing to come down here for Saturday?
A really good football team that's well prepared, plays hard, and they're a top team for sure. We always know when we play Utah that they play extremely hard, really well coached, and be a heck of a game.
And how do you, you've talked about kind of the crowd noise and everything, and how do you prepare for that in practice to kind of be in a rowdy environment, especially as conference play gets started?
Yeah, we have noise every day in practice, so that's kind of par for the course when it's, when the stadium's quiet, that's actually awkward to us. So, we that's how we prepare every day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty, is Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Leo, how are we doing?
Hanging in there, Coach, hoping the hurricane doesn't hit us again.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We're having fun down here in Florida. Coach, after the first two games, what's the biggest concern you have about your football team right now?
Well, we're not where we need to be in terms of, probably scoring points and moving the ball. That's probably the biggest concern. We're still a work in progress for sure, and it takes a while sometimes to get everybody clicking on that offensive page, and that's probably it.
Coach, good luck with Utah this weekend.
All right, Leo. Thank you, man.
Again, that is star 1 to ask a question.
Any further questions for Coach?
And
Some
we
more?
Do have a question from the line of Kirk Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Chris, I meant to ask about Ty Jones. What has been his impression so far? Obviously, pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been great. He's an awesome kid. We just love coaching him. He works his tail off, you know, and he just, you know, he's going to keep getting better just because of his demeanor every day. I mean, he just comes to work, and he's awesome to be around. His teammates really love him, and we do too as coaches. And, you know, it's really important to him, and he just if they're all like this, you know, it'd be super, super fun. But it's fun watching his progress, and he'll continue to get better just because of, you know, how he works day in and day out.
Thanks again.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingsing, Athlon Sports.
Yeah, a follow-up on Utah with the past two seasons coming down to the wire, the manner that they did. Was there sort of a unifying theme in, you know, why they played your guys so tough as far as you could see?
No idea. Yeah. I mean, I just think they're a good program, a good team, and you just always know you're going to have a hard-fought game with those guys. Yeah, but other than that, I have no idea.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
All right, last chance anymore. All right, that'll do it. Chris, hey, thanks for your time. Good luck
thanks,
this weekend.
Okay, right. Appreciate it. Bye.